Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, President of the American Family Association.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to the radio program. Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. American Family Radio is what you're listening to. Check us out at AFR.net. Our Today's Issues Facebook page is open for business. Check us out there. Post comments. Watch the show. I'm Tim Wildman with Ed Battagliano and Abe Hamilton. And as always, we appreciate you listening. Walker Wildman keeping our Facebook page going. And we a lot to talk about in the next 25 minutes. President Trump now is moving around the nation's capital, signing executive orders and changing things and shaking things up that he has the authority to do with the Office of the Presidency. That is the executive branch of the federal government. And he's waiting on the Senate to pass, to vote on, the majority of his cabinet. He's still waiting on them to vote. The Democrats only have 48 votes, but somehow they're able to hold up all these votes on the nominees. Steve Jordahl joined us from American Family News and OneNewsNow.com. Steve,
good morning, Tim.
Do you know how many have been voted on and confirmed?
I think at this point we have. I know that this morning they put through his appointment to the
UN.
Nikki Haley,
the
governor of South Carolina,
has got a vote. So
she won. She got an overwhelming.
Yeah. That's three or four, and I'm not.
I think that's four.
You think it's four?
Abe, who are they?
Yeah. Mike Pompeo. You have,
Pompeo, right?
General Mattis, Secretary of Defense. You have General John Kelly, Homeland Security.
Right.
You have Nick Pompeo, CIA, and you have Nikki Haley, UN Ambassador.
I think it's Mike Pompeo.
I'm sorry, I said Nick.
Yeah.
Sorry, Mike
Nikki
Pompeo.
Haley.
Right,
now,
it's Nikki Haley.
Now, so the Democrats are still holding up the vote on
Jeff Sessions.
Again, I don't know
all of them, the rest of them, but
so
I guess.
I think what they're doing, they have – Trump has called them out and said, you really can't play politics with the national security. So he got a free pass, as far as the Democrats are concerned, on his generals for the Army and on all that, the defense and CIA and to some extent the UN, people who are going to really be important to have running quickly on defending the country. If God forbid something were to happen in this country and it happened on when there was nobody at the head of the CIA or the Defense Department and it was because Democrats were obstructing, you might just want to write that party off permanently.
Yeah.
So anyway, we were waiting. Abe, do you know? Do you know when we'll get votes on Sessions? And
I don't know. I can't tell you exactly
Rex
when it's going to happen.
Tillerson.
I mean, Sessions was the first hearing they had. You know, the very first one. And
right. Has that been a week or 10 days ago already?
It's more than a week for sure. Probably 10 days or more. And the only thing that I could imagine that's happening, because Mitch McConnell controls the schedule for the votes, the only thing I could imagine that's happening is that he's not yet confident that they have the votes. That's the only thing I can imagine.
Well, now, I did hear yesterday, we talked in this room, and I don't know who said this, that each senator has a right to hold up a vote for a week.
Well, if
they want to,
well, they can. I'm not sure that each senator can do that.
In other words, if there's 7 or 12 senators, Democrat senators in the committee, 12 weeks.
The committee vote. I'm talking about.
They can hold it up before it comes to
the full Senate.
Leaves the committee. I think.
Yeah. Anyway, it's just they're holding these votes up. The people are gonna pass. That's what I don't understand. It's 52-48. So President Trump's going to get his votes, going to get his nominees confirmed. It's just that the Democrats want them dragging on, drag it out. When the Republicans did not do this to the Democrats, when President Obama wanted his team confirmed, they confirmed everybody fairly quickly. Mm-hmm. That President Obama wanted to be on his cabinet. But
it's kind of like, Tim, if you were going to hire, let's say that here at American Family Association, you wanted to hire an executive vice president to be in charge of whatever. And Human Rights Campaign, Human Rights Campaign, or some other gay rights group had the ability to come in and say, "Well, no, we're gonna we have to have a say on who you get on your staff." It's kind of the same thing. It's not like these are political debates over bills or over things. This is Donald Trump's team he wants to put together.
Right.
And the Democrats think that they have the right to come in and say, no, we don't think you should have that team. This is something Republicans last 8 years ago just went as a foregone conclusion. Okay, we're going to come in understanding that Mr. Obama won the election and that he can choose the people he wants around him. And then, well, they never did, but then they said that they could start fighting him.
All I got to say, if the Democrats want to fight with President Trump, they'll get one. Because he is, when it comes to his ability to box politically, talking about Donald Trump, he does not exhibit many fruits of the spirit. Okay, he exhibits punch you in the nose,
right.
And he will. Go ahead.
Well, this is an article from The Hill. I was looking it up to find out if we have any sense of when the vote for Sessions might be. This says, under committee rules, any lawmaker can ask that a nominee be held over for a week if a vote, committee vote, is on the agenda for the first time. So you can only do that once. So Dianne Feinstein, asked for that. And this says Senator Chuck Grassley, a Republican from Iowa, he's the chairman of the committee, said, of course, I'll honor that request. So this is a little bit of a stalling tactic, but apparently a week is all they get, and then Republicans can schedule a vote in the committee.
Mm-hmm.
And that'll probably, I'm sure, be along party lines, and then it'll go to the Senate.
Abe, I've always, to me, you have political capital, a certain amount of it, I guess. If you want to look at it like this, or gas in your tank, if you want to look at it in that way, with the American people on different issues.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I would say, with respect to dealing with Donald Trump and the Democrats, why do you want to use the gas in your tank to try to prevent something that's inevitable? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So if Jeff Sessions getting and these other cabinet appointees, Jeff Sessions right here is the one being held up for a week, why do the Democrats want to hold up a vote for a week on something that in a week the same thing's going to happen if it were voted on today? I don't understand what the point is.
Well, I think, first of all, Tim, you're trying to think logically and rationally. So that's your first error. Secondarily,
okay,
you're trying to be reasonable,
right,
and logical about this. But secondarily, you have a lot of people in the Democratic Party feel that they have a mandate as spurred on by their base to oppose Donald Trump at every hand. So it's going to be something that provides a fundraising mechanism for them. It's going to be something that will prove and affirm for their supporters that they are hard and fast progressives that are willing to do everything within their power to try to stop the Trump train. So these are the things that they're factoring into their decision-making process.
They're not stopping it, though.
Well,
they can't.
They can't stop it. But
in addition to what Abe says, and I agree with everything Abe said, but in addition to that, you've got to take a look at what's happened in the last two or three days. Donald Trump has had the unions into the White House, and he took them to the Oval Office, and they came back saying, this is the best thing we've ever seen. We are so on board. Democrat unions. He's been talking with the auto industry. He's just making things happen. It's low-hanging fruit for him because these are all executive orders he's undoing from the previous administration. But here we have an administration that is bringing jobs by the millions and dollars by the billions into this country. And I don't know how long the Democrats are going to be able to say that this guy's a nut job and that they're going to be able to take him on. So I think they see this is the best chance they have right now of at least putting a shoe in the gears to try to stop something or to try to at least make their voice heard to tell their base they're doing something. Because I think in a week or two, if these things keep happening, I think the Democrats are going to feel they're pretty much irrelevant because everybody's going to be on board.
Right, so Dianne Feinstein, he wants to delay the vote on Jeff Sessions for another week, the senator from Alabama, to be AG so she can remain relevant.
Well, she wants to let her supporters and their constituents know, hey, look, we're fighting for you. Even though if you're paying attention, you realize you're not really doing anything. You're not accomplishing anything because the vote is going to happen.
That's what I'm saying.
And Jeff Sessions is going to be. But they can go back and say, look, we tried everything we could.
Okay.
I mean, what else do they have?
I know. But the other thing here is Donald Trump meeting with the unions. You're talking about the automotive?
Several of the unions.
Several of the unions.
The one that wasn't?
The auto workers. That's the what term I use.
There was one of them. The one that was conspicuously absent was the SEIU, which is mostly the federal unions.
Yeah.
They didn't bother showing up because they were so in for Obama before.
Here's where Donald Trump is different than a traditional Republican, which is that Donald Trump does not espouse traditional Republican views on everything. Mm-hmm. Like this, I don't think unions would have been invited to the White House of any of the other Republicans had they won. On the other hand, I don't think the unions probably would have accepted an invitation had they been invited to meet with a president that is of a traditional Republican ilk, because the Republican Party and the unions have been at odds completely for 4 decades.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, and Republicans would have been angry had a sitting Republican president invited unions to the White House to talk or negotiate about anything. Am I right about that? Okay. If Ted Cruz or Marco Rubio was the president, and they invited the unions in to meet with them to negotiate and talk at a table, I dare say that the Republican Party and their supporters would go, "How dare you? What are you trying to do? Negotiate with these people? They're not our friends." But Donald Trump can do it.
An interesting factoid that I heard the other day is this is the first time ever that the head of a union or the head of several unions have been invited into the Oval Office. Eight years of Donald Trump, solid Democrat support for
Barack
decades.
Obama.
8 years of President Obama.
I'm sorry, for President Obama. And this is the first time that anybody has invited them in. Well, and the other thought I have is that Mr. Trump has been dealing with these unions for years and years. When he goes and does a construction project, I read his book, he gets right in the middle of the negotiations. If there's a labor dispute, he's the one that gets right in the middle and talks. He knows these people.
Yeah, which is a different style, and he has experience in this. And I will say this as well. And, of course, the unions have lost a lot of their power in the last 20 years. Their numbers, their memberships dwindled down, but they still have some. But I think what President Trump is doing that another Republican maybe could not do because of the reasons I expressed earlier is he brings these people in and listens to what they have to say.
Mm-hmm.
And if they have something he thinks is fair and is doable and doesn't hurt the ability to sell cars in America or whatever other products that these unions make that they represent, then I think he will advocate for their positions. However, if he doesn't, then he won't. But he's trying to hear from all sides on
which
this.
Which I think is a good indication of the type of leadership that's necessary. Following the meeting with the union heads, the individual who was the spokesperson of the group and saying he represents 3 million nationwide, and said that he did not vote for Donald Trump, but President Trump invited him to the White House. And following the meeting, he was blown away by how much respect and how willing President Trump was to listen what they had to say. And he left the meeting confident that we have a president in the White House who is actually concerned about the lot of the American worker. So you see almost everybody who meets with him, no matter what their political ilk, no matter what their background, no matter what their occupations are, they come away with the same assessment.
Mm-hmm. You're listening to the radio program Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. I'm Tim Wildman, and we thank you for listening to American Family Radio. And as always, we appreciate you praying for us. We're a Christian ministry. We try to proclaim the gospel every day in different ways, and we try to tell you the truth about what's going on in our country. We also are a source of information, I think, that people, you can't get a lot of places. So we kind of a gathering place, if you will, for people who love our country and love God and are unashamed of it. American Family Radio. Ed, we don't have a union here, do we, Ed?
We don't. We can have one if you want one. You're the president.
Why would a president want a union?
That's why there's no union here.
I think it would be Walker that would be organizing it.
Walker Wildman would head up the union.
Well, I said if you want one, just tell Walker to set one up.
Oh, okay, because he's my personal assistant.
This is one of those deals here, though, where we have so much. There's no reason to. We have free popcorn. Like three or four times a day, they make fresh popcorn there.
Now, that was called
For a quarter.
That was called Obamacorn.
For a while,
around
it was
here
free,
now,
yeah.
President Obama's gone. The free corn, free popcorn days are probably going to be over.
We're
going to charge a dime.
I get Diet Cokes for a quarter. Why would I want? Why would I want a union?
This is a great place to work.
A great place.
It really is.
Walker?
Yeah, I'm not going to complain. I mean, who complains in front of their boss on live radio? we have a very good work environment here.
Yeah.
It's
a lot of fun. A lot of fun.
So we don't work here. So we don't need a union. Okay.
We don't
need troublemakers trying to form a union around here.
Has Dr. Carson been confirmed yet to HUD?
No.
I don't think there's been a vote.
Yeah, I don't think he's been confirmed.
I mean, he's gone through his hearing, but
yeah.
He is so highly controversial. He's a radical. I mean, I doubt he'd be confirmed. Did you see him the other day? Elizabeth Warren was the senator from Massachusetts.
Yes.
Was talking to Dr. Carson. Did you see that exchange?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, Dr. Carson handled himself really well, but Dr. Carson, you know, has never been in the political world until he ran for office here, but he's just such a common sense guy. When she just started laughing out loud at these, you know, Elizabeth Warren was going, you're going to make sure that the President Trump never profits off any of these housing developments that you're going to be in charge of. Can you promise me that, Dr. Carson? Tell me now. You know, and he's like, almost starts laughing out loud, like, this is so ridiculous.
Yeah.
You know, the desperation you guys have here.
By the way, she now backs him.
She does?
Yeah.
Well,
Warren backs Carson.
Good. So. See, I'm telling you, a lot of this is what they call kabuki theater.
That's ridiculous.
It's all a show. Elizabeth Warren now has all this video of her. Boy, she's
Pocahontas,
holding.
Pocahontas, you mean?
No.
Pocahontas.
You're talking about Elizabeth Warren.
That's what Donald Trump calls her.
Yes.
President Trump calls her Pocahontas.
I think
she claims she was of Native American heritage.
When she was running for the Senate.
And she's not at all.
Right.
She has no Native American background.
Someone came up and called her Pocahontas.
She's self-identified.
I don't
know. Yeah. She's pretty white. I don't see much. If she's got some.
Well, sometimes it's like 164th and you can't
So you can
tell.
Claim to be part. You can be part American Indian if you're 164th.
Well, you can. I forget what the fraction is, but you can go to college for free if you're
if
like
you're 164th.
It may be. I
never knew this.
Yeah. Well, now
be good to get a DNA test, huh?
Well, you have to be validated by the particular tribe that you're claiming descendancy from, and then you get free college. I think it's 164th.
Are you being serious?
I am being serious.
This is a serious show, Ed.
This is. I am being serious. I think I'm right on the fraction.
So if you're 164th Native American,
if you're 164th Cherokee, and the Cherokee tribe tribal leadership signs off on you,
gives you your certificate,
you can go to college for free, anywhere.
Oh well, that's worth a DNA test right there.
Uh-huh.
Well.
Don't you think? Steve, did you have a DNA test?
I have not had one yet. I've
I'm
going to
look
finished.
This up as you guys are talking.
Please, I've never heard that before.
That would mean a whole lot more term papers and tests and
but just free.
Dissertations.
Free school.
Yeah.
Yeah, free college. You have to be as 164th. That's interesting. Never heard that before. You're listening to the radio program Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. Abe, you gonna weigh in on this at all? Do you know what Ed's talking about?
I've heard of it. I haven't confirmed or denied it. I remember coming up during the Pocahontas, whatever you want to call it, discussions. but
Now, why?
I don't have much
to add
that's to that.
So that's what, but President Trump calls Senator Warren Pocahontas because he's making fun because she claimed to be part Native American.
Yeah. Right. Here's where it began. I'm reading on CNN, which Trump would call fake news, but I'm going to read them anyways.
He did today. He tweeted it.
Some things they put out are true. This is an article about Senator Warren and where the nickname Pocahontas came from. So it began in Warren's 2012 Senate run, where her opponent with the last name of Brown accused her of lying to get a leg up in her academic career, because she's technically 132nd, 132, however you pronounce
it's
that.
It's 32nd.
132nd Native American.
Wow. Okay, I found the answer.
She get free
college. Let Walker finish, and you can give your research paper.
So Senator Warren's opponent in 2012 claimed that Elizabeth Warren was using this fraction of Native American history in her background as a leg up in her political career. And if you look at her, of course, she's not hardly Native American at all in appearance.
Well, she's 132nd. So thus Donald Trump began to call her Pocahontas.
Yeah.
Okay, that's where that comes from. Scott Brown, did he call her Pocahontas?
If he ran against her in the Senate.
Pocahontas was a great American hero, I would say, on a serious note. If you read her story of helping Lewis and Clark. But anyway, Ed's done a research paper he wants to report
I have.
On.
I went to nativepartnership.org.
I go there
and
daily.
And found out that for the first time in my life, I was wrong.
Wow.
Apparently, this is one of those Snopes.com worthy things.
Uh-huh.
This article says that this misconception continues to haunt Native Americans.
What misconception?
The one
you just promoted?
For three minutes
you went on and on about this.
I apologize if we have listeners who are of Native American descent. Apparently this has haunted Native Americans that they get a free ride. They do get access to scholarships, but there is no free ride if you are Native American. So I have to apologize. I had heard this and repeated it and was wrong.
Here's what happened. She was filling out a form when she ran for Senate.
Elizabeth Warren.
Yeah, Elizabeth Warren, and she checked both the white box and the Native American box.
Wow. She said that she was both.
Yeah, and then she said because some of her relatives have high cheekbones that she has Native American background.
She wrote that down?
She said that.
In defense.
Yeah, so Elizabeth Warren is way worse than I am. Let's point the attention of the American people back to Elizabeth Warren and away from me.
There you go.
All right.
I apologize.
So then Donald Trump, in his caricature, in his normal way, I don't know how... Of making fun of a situation, started referring to Senator Warren, who is 132nd Native American,
but can't get a free college education.
No, let's just put that lie to bed right now.
Started calling her Pocahontas. Now you telling me this is a woman running for Senate?
Well, she is a senator.
Well, she won Senate, but then running, and she gets a form on like, what are you? What ethnicity are you? And she checks the two boxes that I'm Native American and I'm a white woman.
Well, if
both.
You're 132nd, though, I mean, what would you put? I mean, you'd have to be. You
well,
have
my
to be,
word,
you
we're
have to be
all
31, 32nd.
Who among us couldn't
That's
check
what I'm saying.
Three or four boxes?
We could check four. All of us could probably check about five of them if you go back to the dawn of civilization.
Yeah. My we word. All come from the same Adam and Eve, don't we?
Yeah, okay. I think everything we've said today is politically correct and acceptable.
Passes the test.
Factually correct? Maybe not. Politically correct? Yes, absolutely.
I just issued an immediate correction.
Okay, so Snopes.com
I'm embarrassed now.
Won't be coming to shut Ed down.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks for acknowledging your
I did.
Your frailties,
Acknowledge
Ed.
My error.
Appreciate it. My thanks to Ed, Abe, Walker, and Steve.
And the practicum for how to eat crow on air.
We'll see you back here tomorrow, everybody.